see you tonight. Good to enjoy the good singing that we've had, the songs of Zion. And I'm looking forward to hearing Brother Dale preach. I appreciate him, his dear wife, and his family being in our church. And, I mean, it's just a blessing all the way around. And as a result of that, he's a good singer. He's a great preacher. And I'm going to tell you, he's a fabulous cook. I mean, really. If you ever wanted to get stranded somewhere, and all we got here is groceries, but they're not prepared. If he's with you, you'll be well, eating well. You'll be eating well. Now, he'll try to every now and again slip a little something under that's outdated in like 3 or 4 or 5 months. And all that tenderize. But, Brother Darrell, come on, turn that button on. Rear back and let it rip.
How you doing?
Good. I was just watching you hobble. You're hobbling nearly as much as I
do. Oh, yeah, I got a little back. A little back, eh? I appreciate the opportunity to preach tonight. Thank God for being so good to us. How God met with us this morning. What a message. Tell you what, if you didn't enjoy that, something's wrong with you. Just for a little while tonight, I want you to turn your Bibles to 1 Peter chapter 5. 1 Peter chapter 5. Let's all stand. It says, the elders which are among you I exhort, whom am also an elder and a witness of the sufferings of Christ, and also are a partaker of the glory that shall be revealed. Feed the flock of God which is among you, taking the oversight thereof, not by constraint, but willingly, not for filthy lucre, but of a ready mind. Neither as being lords over God's heritage, but being examples to the flock. And when the chief shepherd shall appear, he is coming back, by the way, you shall receive a crown of glory that fadeth not away. Likewise, ye younger, submit yourselves unto the elder. Yea, all of you be subject one to another, and be clothed with humility. For God resisteth the proud and giveth grace to the humble. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. I want to preach a little while tonight on, do you have any cares tonight? Brother Joe Owens, open us up. Yes. Amen. Do you have any cares tonight? Boy, I've got a lot of them. Amen. The elders which are among you, I exhort, whom am also an elder and a witness of the sufferings of Christ, and also a partaker of the glory that shall be revealed. Feed the flock of God. I tell you what, there's never been a time that we not be needing to feed the flock of God. Amen. May I exhort you dads tonight, when you go home, you better never cease to feed your flock. Amen. We live in a day and a time where families are messed up. I'll tell you what, I call them, and I've called them for years, a bunch of freaks. But have you seen them here lately? Amen. We got a group of people, young people, at one of our beach houses. Amen. And we got what we call the ring. We see what's going on. And may I remind some of you parents, don't be stupid and rent a bunch of high schoolers a beach house, and then go ahead and let them go ahead and have fun. Amen. How stupid can you be? Have you got your head in the sand tonight? My wife said, I've never in my life seen a group of people, amen, that look like that. We're talking about feeding the flock. You better teach your family. Yeah. We as elders, as the preachers of the church, can only go so far, amen. We're going to go down here, and God said, look, don't lord over them. All we can do is preach to you, but dads, you better be lording over your family, amen, or you'll lose them. My old wife, and she don't gossip much. I'm telling you at all, she don't like it. I'll have some juicy gossip, and she'll say, I don't want to hear it. Now, two Sundays ago, she commented on the little old whore on Fox News dancing for Jesus. Now she said, you have never seen a bunch of white girls and black boys shacked up, amen. In our beach house, by the way, I promise you most of the parents don't know and don't care because they don't feed their flock, amen. But I'll tell you what, this Bible exhorts us and teaches us to feed the flock, amen. Alex showed me a picture. You got to see this. Ask her after church, amen. She showed me a picture of a little high school girl. And buddy, she had her a bunk, and I'm telling you, the dreadlocks were down to here. You could not even see his eyes, and buddy, they were getting their pictures made. And I ain't talking about just blacks, because they are some nice looking clean cut black boys, amen. Here's one of them right here, clean cut. Good boy. But I'm going to tell you what, I can just imagine what her parents looked and felt like when she brought him home. Wait till you see it. And just so you know, I am not racist. She showed me one of those white boys, amen, that his hair was as long as my wife's, amen. What in the name of God's wrong with you, some of you girls, amen? If you're not getting any attention, I'm sorry for you, but don't bring somebody home that's not qualified, amen. Don't do it. Waste your life. I pray for each and every one of you, but I'll tell you what, if you get the wrong one, it'll be to your detriment, amen. Feed the flock. Now see, this kind of stuff is not popular, amen. You're not going to hear much of this. You know why? Because people's just not going to put up with it, amen. We're part of the minority. I seen a thing on Fox News just today. 38% of Americans now are the only ones left about thinking religion is important. Now that's the whole part of it, 38%. Now would you think probably maybe 1 or 2% are true believers? That shows you where we are, amen. We better be feeding the flock. It's showing them and proving to them by the Word of God what's right and what's wrong. And I'll tell you what, it's not popular if you preach it right down to the cob, amen. You won't be invited to many meetings, amen. You may be invited once, and I'll tell you what, go ahead. They love singers, and I cannot sing no matter what the preacher says. I couldn't hold a tune in a bucket, amen. But I love to hear you that can sing and play for your loving the Lord. I love it. Feed the flock tonight. But I tell you what, we live in such a wicked day that I tell you what, and listen, it's not getting better, Appleby Baptist. It's getting worse. He hit it a little bit, and I'd already wrote it down. I'm going to hit it tonight. As your associate tonight, you know, I'm going to go ahead and tell you, I'm kind of busy. I'm real busy, okay? But I'm not too busy tonight or any night or any day There's a problem with suicide going on. Not only in children, but grown men and women, amen. Now I just, listen, I can't wrap that in my head. I've never once thought about suicide. Now I've thought about killing some people. You want to be honest or not? I have thought about it. But not one time have I thought about killing myself. I'm just not wrapped up like that. My wife said the same thing. But I will say this. If you're here and you have some of those thoughts, do not pass it by. Give me a call. Day or night. I don't care what time it is. I promise you I will answer. I will come to you if you're having that kind of problem. Do not hold that in. I will not reprimand you. I will not make you feel like you're stupid. Because somehow I've tried to get this in my mind. Somehow. Just this lady this week. How in the name of God can you do that? I'll say, Alex and I talked about it. There's some kind of devil working going on. Satan has got a hold on you, and you need help if you're thinking that way. Feed the flock. So if something's in your mind like that, give me a call. Don't do it. I do care. Doesn't matter that we're busy. We care. Feed the flock. It says, feed the flock which is among you, taking the oversight thereof. You're never too busy to take the oversight. This man's done it for going on 50 years now. Not by constraint, but willingly. Not for filthy lucre, but of a ready mind. Neither, here we go, neither is being lords over God's heritage. We're not your Lord, but we can point you to the Lord. We can only go so far, families, individuals. All we can do is show you and preach the truth and feed you, and then you're going to have to take the oversight to take care of business at home. And when the chief shepherd shall appear, he is coming back, and he's the only one that'll straighten this mess up, and he will straighten it up. You shall receive a crown of glory that fadeth not away. You want something? You can receive that one. Likewise, ye younger, and we got on that a little bit. I have never in my life seen a generation that do not want to listen until the older, to the elders. I told my Sunday school class this morning, it's not that I'm that much smarter than you, that you ought to listen to me. It's just that I'm way older than you, and I've pretty much seen it and done it all, good or bad. So if I can teach you and show you the way to where you do not take some of the steps that I've taken, even while I've been saved, put that under your pipe and smoke it. If you can do that, and don't sit here thinking, just because you're saved and you think you've arrived, that you may not sin, because you do. You do. You're just not being honest tonight. You're not being honest. Go ahead and be honest tonight. You have trouble with the flesh. The Spirit's still willing tonight, but the flesh is weak. That's Bible. It's Bible. Feed the flock. Likewise, you younger, submit yourself unto the elder. Yea, all of you, be subject one to another, and be clothed with humility. For God resisteth the proud and giveth grace to the humble. I say, Appleby Baptist, we as a whole have a problem with humility. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God. When's the last time each and every one of us really realized where God's brought us from? You're talking about being ugly? No, I'll tell you what. We want to think we've always been here. We've always been faithful. We've always loved preaching. We've always loved singing. No. Most of us come from way below that. Most of us were wicked as hell and just that much better, amen, right now, if we'll go ahead and tell it right. God said, humble yourself into the mighty hand of God. Sometimes it's hard to do that, isn't it? We just really think that we're way better than what we really are. That's our problem tonight. You younger people, I want you to realize as you grow up that God's brought you from somewhere. And it's God's grace and His mercy. If we're anything tonight, it's because of Him. When I've taken on the flesh myself, I always lose. But when I humble myself and let God take care of it and realize I'm just a man. I'm just a man. God's always taken care of me. He's never once left me out to dry. And neither will He leave you out to dry. You know what most of our problems is? We're not humble. And I tell you what, we want to do it before God wants to do it for us. We want this. We want that. We want it on our time and not His time tonight. And that's not being humble. Now I want to talk a little bit about that mighty hand of God. May I remind you tonight and remind myself, as long as you stay under that mighty hand of God, and yes, that hand is big enough to take care of me, you, and this whole world. But once you refuse and you leave that hand of God, you're on your own. You deserve what you get. Just like I deserve what I get. Oh, yes, it's pretty simple. That He may exalt you in due time. That's what I'm thinking. We want to exalt ourselves instead of letting God exalt us. You know what? Because we're just a little better than the next folk. We are. We are. We just think, buddy, we've arrived. I've seen it. It was ordained in 1991, and I've seen it many years since then. I've counseled and tried to help people. And I'll tell you what, they wouldn't be tithing. The next week they'd start tithing, they'd be beating somebody else. You're so wicked because you don't tithe. You just started tithing last week. Go to church, hit or miss. You start going to church, be faithful. And then the first thing you want to do is beat somebody down. You just started being faithful. See how we are? Boy, we've arrived. Get a little money. Hey, and you put a little money in a Baptist bank account, and buddy, they've really arrived. God said, you better humble yourself. You know what? Anything that I've got, God's given to me. Because I'm pretty much too stupid to be that smart to do anything right. It's all of God. It's none of me. God's been so good to me, you don't have a clue. You do not have a clue how good He is. He'll be good to you too. Just humble yourself. Stay under that hand of God. Because I'm going to tell you what, that's a big hand tonight. Stay under it. Stay under it. Listen, the world will pull at you. It'll want you to go a different direction. Deep down, you'll know it's wrong, but that world will still pull. It'll pull. It'll pull. It'll show you things. And boy, they look good. Listen, don't believe it when a preacher gets up here and say how ugly sin is. The end result is ugly, but some of it looks pretty good. Pretty good. Yeah. It appeals to you. It appeals to the flesh. And you know what? You get out of that, under that, from under that mighty hand of God, and you'll be messed up. You'll be messed up. He'll exalt you, though, in due time on His time. Casting all your care upon Him, for He careth for you. I told him again, every time I've tried to battle the flesh within myself because I'm big and arrived, I failed. But when I've casted all my cares upon Him, I've never lost. And I'm going to leave you tonight. I gave them all lessons about one of their favorite verses in times of trouble. And that would pick them up. And I'll tell you, Mr. Dillon, he had a good one. Proverbs 3:5. It says, trust in the Lord. It's good. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. And lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct thy paths. That'll preach right there. One of these days I'm going to preach that one for you, Dylan. But that's good. That's good right there. You live right there on that verse right there, you'll be okay tonight. But if you got cares tonight, cast it on Him. If you need to talk, give me a call. God bless you tonight.
That sounds serious. Good job. Good job. The mighty hand of God. You know how big God's hand is? He measures the water of this world in the hollow of His hand. Do you know that He opens up His hand every day and feeds all creation that's on the face? That's a pretty good sized hand. I can promise you right now, whenever He reaches down, He's got the only one that's got the hand of deliverance. Or He smites you with it. Knock you further than here than what Tom's used to be. I don't know who it is. That'd be something, wouldn't it? What happened to you? Well, I was at church out there at Appleby, and I ended up over here at Dieball. God backhanded me. That'd be something, wouldn't it? I wonder why we stand to our feet, our heads are bowed. Now, Father, we want to thank You for loving us. We ask Your blessings now upon the service tonight. We ask You that as our musicians will come, let them come. We'll play in verse or two, and we'll sing.